Introducing the new and improved Jeremy's Razor, featuring a top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy a more ergonomic handle, longer-lasting blades, and an improved lubricating strip. Fight the left and build the future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
I'm Georgia Howe with Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley. It's Wednesday, June 7th, and this is your Morning Wire Afternoon Update. Daily Wire host Matt Walsh reported Wednesday that some of the nation's largest transgender healthcare providers are, quote, rubber stamping approvals for life-altering sex change procedures. In an undercover investigation, Walsh and his team discovered how easy it is to get approved for sex change surgery when one of the host's producers got a thumbs up for an orchiectomy, a procedure to remove testicles, after just a 22-minute virtual appointment with Plume, the largest transgender healthcare provider in the U.S.
So you are seeking what surgery? Things that are irreversible when it comes to estrogen-based therapy is breast development and testicular shrinkage, right? But there's always a possibility for hair growth to come back. That may change an orchiectomy.
The full story can be read on dailywire.com.
More than 150 Canadian wildfires are worsening air conditions throughout much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic United States. Photos taken yesterday and today show New York City and other locations covered in haze and smoke. These conditions are expected to last for the next few days, and a cold front could move the natural phenomenon even further south as the week goes on. Dr. Darian Sutton, a medical doctor and ABC News contributor, advised Americans, especially those in at-risk groups, to stay indoors.
These values are not just unhealthy, they're downright dangerous, not just to those who have chronic lung disease or those who are elderly, but also to everyone. We measure these values using something called an AQI or an air quality index. It can go anywhere from a value of a zero to over 300. And once it goes over 100, then we start advising caution to those who are high risk.
The House Committee on Oversight and Accountability has officially filed a resolution to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress and will hold a hearing on Thursday. Wray is accused of not complying with a subpoena by refusing to provide Congress a document detailing an alleged bribery scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national. Here's Chairman of the House Oversight Committee James Comer on Fox News Tuesday night.
If Christopher Wray doesn't turn over that document, is he going to go to prison?
Well, that's up to Christopher Wray. I know that I wouldn't want to be held in contempt of Congress and end up in prison being the former head of the FBI.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan spoke with Morning Wire about the situation.
We want that form to be made public to the country. This source, we worked for the FBI for 10 years, been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to what Mr. Comer was briefed on yesterday and has said, if that's the case, then why not let us see it? My guess is this individual who was the source for the information that's in this document, probably a little more credibility than Christopher Steele, who was the source for the dossier. Let us see the darn document. Let us be made public for the American people to see.
Tensions boiled over last night outside a California school board meeting where parents had shown up to protest gender ideology being taught to their children. Parents and activists squared off against masked Antifa members. Daily Wire senior editor Joel Needler has more.
The clash came outside the Glendale Unified School District's headquarters, where parents, many from LA's Armenian and Hispanic communities, were blasting board members for promoting a pro-LGBTQ agenda to young children. Other speakers, including a man in a skirt and high heels, showed up in support of the district's pro-pride agenda.
We are not here to
Parents told board members inside and media covering the confrontation outside that they opposed pushing the pro-LGBTQ agenda on children.
My daughter came home as she was afraid to go to the restroom or go to change in the lockers. Just because she knows another guy could come in the restroom. I went and I spoke with the principal. There's no kind of any kind of policies.
For its part, the Glendale School District says, quote, parents and guardians may not opt their child out of any lesson referencing LGBTQ plus individuals in history as dictated by the California Fair Education Act.
Three new candidates have hopped into the 2024 GOP presidential primary over the last 24 hours. Former Vice President Mike Pence, current North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
I'll always be proud of the progress we made together for a stronger, more prosperous America. But today, our country's in a lot of trouble. President Joe Biden and the radical left have weakened America at home and abroad.
We need a leader who's clearly focused on three things: economy, energy, and national security.
One question that kept going back and back into my mind. It was about our country and its future, and I wondered what our choice was going to be. Were we going to be small, or were we going to be big?
That brings the primary race to 10 major candidates so far, with 7 months until the first in the nation GOP New Hampshire primary.
Those are your Drive Home updates this afternoon. To learn more about these stories, go to dailywire.com. And for more in-depth discussion of the biggest stories of the day, listen to our latest full episode of Morning Wire every morning.